Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 10, 2024, the not ubiquitous edition. And we begin with that story from the Wall Street Journal, Risk and Compliance Journal, Richard Vandeford reporting that ChatGPT and other forms of generative artificial intelligence have experienced meteoric growth, but many businesses are hesitant to rush in headlong into the technology. The tobacco companies, Rental American, is taking a go-slow approach, testing Gen AI in a limited capacity. It's experimenting with using AI to improve analysis of large data sets, but not in high-risk finance or customer-facing roles. The chief information officer of the company says there are some inherent risks with Gen AI. Obviously, Microsoft is trying to bring this to the business world, and boosters hope the technology will be transformative. Next up from the Financial Times, in a story that really should surprise no one, corruption and Russian meddling go hand in hand. Corruption in Bulgaria remains a main avenue for Russian meddling and has contributed to the ruling coalition falling apart, the outgoing prime minister has said. He steps down on Tuesday, and he has said he struggled for more than a year to root out graft and the deeply entrenched connections to Russia and its giant energy giant, Gazprom. Next up from the BBC, an executive from the cryptocurrency firm Binance has pleaded not guilty to money laundering charges in a Nigerian court. U.S. citizen Tigran Gambaryan, I'm sorry I butchered that, was arrested in February along with a British citizen. The British citizen, of course, escaped custody under cover of darkness. Yet Mr. Gambaryan is still in custody and claims he's done nothing wrong. I mean, they're Binance. How could they have done something wrong? And certainly not money laundering. A Binance spokesman says the charges are meritless. And our final story comes to us from the New York Times, which reports on yet another Boeing whistleblower who claims that sections of the fuselage of the 787 Dreamliner are improperly fastened together and could break apart mid-flight after continuous use and thousands of trips. This is just one more whistleblower who has stepped forward that Boeing, of course, has not investigated or dealt with internally because whistleblowers at Boeing are treated very poorly or people were afraid to even raise their hands and speak up. So this whistleblower is having his claims investigated by the FAA. The moral, of course, for compliance professionals is having a robust culture of speak up will not only improve compliance, but improve your company going forward. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.